You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
You know, one of the first experiences that I had of taking photographs and feeling like I'm a photographer with artsy tendencies and potential was when we had that HP digital camera, which we bought, I think, in the early 2000s. Now, it got me thinking, where did that camera go? Well, the short answer I can give you is that they're all in our smartphones. The camera industry is truly at a crossroads, with smartphones invading their territory in a big way in the last few years. Cameras, meaning standalone cameras, not mounted on anything else, have been pushed into a highly niche space from which there seems to be no easy escape, at the time being at least, and thereby hangs a tale. And that is the tale we will explore on this edition of Digging Deeper with Money Control, the rise of the camera phones and what it does to the camera industry. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
The Deep Dive podcast series. How is the rise of smartphones affecting camera sales?
It was just a short dozen years ago that a compact 5-megapixel Nikon digital camera was the owner's pride. And just as an aside, Nikon is right, Nikon is right, Niko is also right. Now, with that pronunciation guide done with, that was also the time when the digital camera boom was near its peak, about a dozen or so years ago. But the awe-inspiring 5-megapixel camera didn't come cheap. It cost almost 25,000 rupees. It was still a whole lot cheaper than the other meaningful options for those who wanted to shoot some good pictures. An SLR, or single lens reflex camera, which put you back by nearly twice as much, about 50,000 rupees. There was another option, but not quite a realistic one. The pretty icky 240k pixel camera attached to the mid-range mobile phone that more or less built pictures around grains. This was all just before the advent of the smartphone, or the iPhone, to be more exact. In 2007, digital cameras had successfully replaced film cameras, which were quickly on the way to becoming relics. Digital camera sales touched 100 million that year, seemingly set to keep selling more and more in the coming years. 3 years later, in 2010, digital camera sales touched 120 million for the year. As it turned out, that was the peak. That was the heyday of digital cameras. That was also the time smartphones started coming into their own, with Google's Android 2 establishing itself as a serious contender in the smartphone space. But the phone cameras in their initial years were nothing to write home about, with lenses, resolutions, sensors, and processing ability still being way behind that of dedicated digital cameras. The iPhone was about the only one that boasted about its camera. What this meant was that while in good light, the phones produced decent enough pictures, when the light shifted down, the quality of the pictures also tended to fall that way. Which is probably why, after an initial dip in sales in 2008-2009, digital cameras picked up again, because people realized, okay, this phone camera is not all that it's cracked up to be. 2010 turned out to be the watershed year. The turn of the second decade of the 21st century saw the digital camera taking a beating from the smartphone camera. The alarming downturn continued year after year, till from the high of 120 million pieces in 2010, digital camera sales plummeted to a nearly unbelievable 25 million in 2017. So what was responsible for this drastic fall in favor for the digital camera? When we refer to the digital camera, it should be pointed out that we are referring to the compact fixed lens camera, which was the go-to device for the trigger-happy, aspirational photographer. What went wrong? Well, several things. One, the advent of social media. Even though social media had been around in its incipient form since the turn of the century and Facebook itself launched in 2004, the iPhone was the catalyst that created a paradigm shift. The iPhone was launched in 2007 and Facebook took off the next year in 2008. In the first 4 years of its existence, Facebook managed to cobble together a monthly user base of less than 100 million. After 2008, its growth became exponential, with the service growing by 400 to 500 million users per month every couple of years. Connecting and sharing online grew and established itself as an irremovable idea. And of course, photos were a big part of the sharing of people's personal lives. On Facebook, still, photos were only a part of the experience. Instagram changed all that. Launched in 2010 as an app exclusive to the iOS platform. This was the beginning of the idea of the photograph being the centerpiece of the sharing of personal experience. The genie was out of the bottle, and this was perhaps the moment when the camera phone and social media began to have a symbiotic relationship and began to feed off each other. Once this need was created in people to engage more with photographs, the smartphone, which already had a camera, was quick to seize on the opportunity. The selfie was born, whereby one didn't even need external help to take a photo with them in it. Apple, through the iPhone and the App Store, had already clearly stated its intent to make the smartphone the primary mobile device that was capable of handling most everyday communication functions that one might need to on the move. And with photographs suddenly coming center stage, smartphone manufacturers cottoned on to that idea. Number two, and this new conjoined existence of photographs and smartphones led to developments in camera technology in phones. The cheap plastic lenses were quickly replaced in some of the flagship phones by brand glass, such as Carl Zeiss, which immediately led to better clarity in photographs. The single lens was gradually replaced by multiple lens assemblies that borrowed from professional cameras, contributing to further improvement in quality. Just like in cameras, there was a megapixel boom in phone cameras as well. Nokia was the first one to come out with a 20-megapixel camera. The purely functional selfie camera on the front saw its own prestige enhanced, with its megapixels matching those of the primary camera. Then came the flashes, and then the selfie flashes, and then twin flashes that could illuminate even a reasonably large group photo. Sensor sizes increased, at least in the flagship phones. Again, the result was better pictures. Then came double cameras, one to click and the other to focus. This has over time led to phones with multiple cameras that cover the entire ground from macros to wide angle. Recently, the number of cameras hit 5. Phone cameras and software now also give you the flexibility to choose which area of the photo you want in focus. All these developments, along with increasingly capable processing software, have given rise to a situation where the average phone camera can fulfill the needs of most phone photographers. Next, people are taking more photos than ever before. In 2013, the number of digital photographs taken was a whopping 660 billion. And if you thought that was a lot, 4 years later, in 2017, that number had almost doubled to 1.2 trillion. This would arguably not have happened had the smartphone not become the go-to mobile device for all manner of communication. 20 years ago, a wedding function would have seen perhaps 3 cameras besides the professional. 10 years ago, there were perhaps 30. Now, there are probably 300, with virtually everyone brandishing a smartphone and clicking their own hundreds of pictures of the event. And if it's anything like an Indian wedding, that could probably be in the thousands. Picture quality has improved to the extent that even serious photographers on a hurried or a lightly packed trip prefer to take their high-end camera phone, because given the context of convenience, the quality difference between that and a professional camera has narrowed to such an extent as to be not worth an argument. There's a whole slew of phones which have their cameras as their primary propositions. Entire brands are known for their prowess of their cameras and how well they're integrated with the social media apps on the phone. Camera phones are now so indispensable that almost 90% of all digital photographs are taken on smartphones. On the video front too, the smartphone camera has made remarkable inroads. The video camera as a device is more or less extinct now, with the smartphone having taken over this function almost completely. The smartphone has even entered the television broadcast arena, beginning to stand in for the professional video. The reporter doubles up as the cameraman, sending in stories through selfie videos almost instantaneously.
The Deep Dive podcast series. How is the rise of smartphones affecting camera sales?
So where are we headed? In the same direction, one should say, and faster. Non-smartphone photography has receded to SLRs and mirrorless cameras, whose remaining strengths too are under attack by the all-pervasive pretender. How much longer before smartphones invade the niche areas of the SLR, such as RAW capability, shallow focus, and long exposures? Well, no idea as of now, but one tends to suspect, going by the trajectory, not too long. The age of the camera as the primary standalone device to take photographs seems near its end, and I won't be surprised if I start seeing some of these digital cameras that I grew up with ending up in antique stores 5 years from now as a relic under the category Remembrance of Things Past. Thank you for joining us.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.